Rick, we've just concluded a very interesting luncheon here at the St. Louis Agribusiness Club, where we heard from our Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack. And he and other speakers all kind of got on or mentioned the topic of the need to feed a growing population. We even had questions answered about, are we going to be able to produce enough corn, specifically was asked, to handle all the needs. What kind of comments would you make in light of that and concerns that certain groups have about the perception versus the facts of what we are able to do and what effect current markets are having on things like third world countries and the relation to biofuels production?
What I would say is there are a lot of people who have other agendas that are using biofuels as a whipping boy to push their agendas, whether it's the oil industry, whether it's food companies who want lower food prices. And there is no, and I repeat, no evidence that biofuels is pushing anybody into poverty, let alone killing people. This is ridiculous. And anybody who says that has their facts wrong or they're trying to obfuscate the facts. You know, poverty and feeding the world is a very complex issue. Let me just point out something. We had much higher levels of poverty and food starvation between 2000 and 2005 when we had $2 corn. And we were being accused then of driving farmers off their farms because our prices were too low. I was just in southern Africa 2 weeks ago. South Africa has a 200 million bushel surplus of corn. Their prices are depressed because they don't have an export home from it. And that's because Zambia has 40 million bushels of excess corn. Zimbabwe, for the first time in many, many years, is self-sufficient. So the story is much different than what people are portraying. India is exporting corn. We are in a good supply around the world for food grains, wheat, and other kinds of things. These people who are raising these scare tactics raise those for emotional reasons and are not aware of the facts. Why are these countries in Southern Africa and India and elsewhere producing more grains? It's because prices have come up. There's an incentive for farmers. Our odds are in 2011 we're going to have a bumper crop worldwide of grains because farmers respond to price and incentive, and I think that's the most clear trend that we have going right now. This other nonsense is just that nonsense.
Well, we're going to continue to do our best to make sure that even though we are proponents of the industry, and by that I mean agriculture, corn growers, biofuels producers, we still believe that factual data and good scientific research has been done, and that's the kind of thing we want to promote and continue to push out into the public sector for them to make better decisions and judgments, and for our legislators, for that matter. We just need to keep doing that.
We really do, and you're exactly right. The science, the statistics support our case. Unfortunately, what we're dealing with is sound bites and emotions, and when somebody stands up, and like the crazy guy from who's chairman of Nestle stands up and talks about biofuels being a killer of people around the world, that gets headlines. Now, he has no facts to back it up, and the facts don't support what he says, but that gets headlines. And that's the dilemma. We're fighting sound bites and emotional hyperbole with facts and figures. And so it's incumbent on all of us who do know the facts to keep telling the story and tell it right, because we do have the facts behind us.
Cindy and I are just kind of proud to have been nominated, or finalists, I guess, for the BioFuel of the Year Award by Friends of the Earth. But there's an organization with, I think, a fairly obvious agenda, because even in their portrayal of who we are, they ignore some very significant facts that are readily available. So we are going to continue to work to help get this good factual information out. I'm glad the secretary came here, brought in some of our local farmers. I think we had some other media that were covering this as well. So at least here locally, we might have gotten some more good information out there for the public.